to see you, Lucy? What did you think that this
was Ricky Ricardo
has got the garbage dump?
I said Lucille.
Lucille?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a country song. It's not Kenny Rogers running the dump. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
This is the big one, Elizabeth. All right. 641 here on News Radio 92.3. Bruce Woody is the executive director for the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, which, of course, handles your trash and your sewer and your water and your recycling in Escambia County. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Yeah. Appreciate the opportunity, Andrew. You guys just have too much fun in the morning.
100%. We try to have fun. If you don't have fun, that's your problem. We're always having fun.
There you go.
Hey, speaking of just... I know you guys didn't do anything on this particularly yesterday, but recycling, Vicki Campbell was speaking at, where was it, Steve Stroberger's town hall recently, I think, maybe. Anyway, and she's made the comment before, but she made it again, which is that, you know, number one, if you're not going to recycle, just get a second garbage can. Same cost, doesn't cost you anything. You know, we don't want you to put the garbage in the recycling, and a lot of people do. Number two, the city's recycling program has been gangbuster success in terms of contamination rate that, you know, what had been a contamination rate, you correct my numbers, but somewhere in the, like, you know, 50% vicinity, which is insane, and it's now, like, 10%. It's incredibly effective to have people opt in and pay for recycling service. Is that fair? I mean, that's what she says, one of the best decisions she's seen the city make.
Absolutely. Although they didn't recycle for a period of time, they were going through a process of soliciting information and feedback from their customers to find out what everybody was interested in, and if there was enough interest to have what's called a subscription service, meaning that those folks that receive recycling are actually paying a little bit more for it, for that service. But by doing so, you know that they're certainly committed if they're willing to pay for it. And as a result, those folks that aren't interested, aren't participating in the program, and don't even have a recycling can to potentially contaminate. So instead of having 40 to 50% contamination, they've been pretty consistently in the single digits, around 7%.
Around 7%. That's
amazing. Which is wonderful. The industry gold standard, the gold goal is 15%, and they have exceeded that.
And even the county is not at 15%, right? It's more like 25 or 30. Is that right?
The rest of our customers out of the county, no. We're still up in that 45, 50% range. In fact, we've had these discussions with our own board, and part of this year's budget presentations, they requested us to bring some information back to them on what a subscription service might look for the rest of the county if we were to deploy it. So that approach will probably be discussed this spring by our own board.
Oh, okay. All right. Because, I mean, you know, what we're doing now isn't working well. And if the goal is to divert cost from the landfill to the recycling, not necessarily to make money, but to avoid cost avoidance is the goal. You can't cost avoid if you got a 45% contamination rate, which, by the way, I only say this because there are some people who still don't quite get this concept. They hear contamination, they think recycling, and what they think that means is leaving too much ragu in the jar when you throw it in the recycling if it's a, you know, a glass or a plastic, and that is not what it means. It means throwing something you cannot recycle into the recycling. It's garbage into the recycling, not dirty recycling, right?
Right, because we have to separate that at the materials recovery facility. That takes time. It clogs up equipment, creates all kinds of problems with the overall process. As Ms. Campbell so eloquently says, if you're not interested in recycling, that's fine. That's your own decision. But please don't contaminate the recycling stream. Ask for your recycling can to be replaced by a trash can. We provide residential service with two cans, and it's your choice on whether one of those is a recycling can or both of those are trash cans.
Absolutely. Anyway, other things to talk about. The big thing, the big news is you guys have the app launched last week or 2 weeks ago on my birthday. So I have not installed it yet, so I feel bad about that. But the new app is out at long last. It's got all kinds of amazing features. Tell us about some of them.
Yes, this new app is absolutely fantastic. I'm really proud of our staff. This was an in-house development, but looks as professional as anything that you'll see on the Apple Store or Google Play. It's called My ECUA, and it has lots of features. First and foremost, you can view ECUA advisories. Let's say we have a blow water notice, a water line break, a low pressure in a given area. We put out a notice, and we've circled on our GIS system, the properties that are involved, And it will, if you're signed up with this program, you will automatically get notices of some activity in your area. Or if you're not signed up with the program, but you have the app, you can look up and you'll see visually on the map what properties are affected. So you don't have to make a phone call to report something. You can see it's already been notified and it's already on our map. Part of that also involves some notices back and forth after the event as well. If it's a water outage, say we're testing hydrants in the area, or we have a delay on a sanitation route, we can send out messages through the system if you're signed up.
And it's all on the map. It shows up as pins or flags on the map, so it's very easy to see instead of having to wade through, like, let me go to ecua.fl.gov, let me look up the list of outages or notices or alerts, and let's read the text and try to figure out what to apply to me. It's instead, it's open up the app, open up the map, zip, zip, there you go, right?
Exactly. And it's also a good communication tool for us, for our customers, about reporting concerns. Just like you mentioned about maps with pins on it, if you report a concern, there's tracking associated with those reports. The location that you're at is automatically mapped. There's the ability to add a photo, so if you want to talk about a water leak or something, well, pickup needs to be done, whatnot, at your choosing. You can upload photographs of what you're trying to illustrate. A picture says 1,000 words. It communicates wonderfully to us, helps us find the problem as well, and make sure that you're communicating what the issue is you're concerned about, be it a water leak, be it a major one or a minor one. Well, pickup needs to be done. A garbage can got missed. Commercial dumpster issue, a sewer overflow, a manhole cover is missing, meter needs to be repaired, all those sorts of things. Again, it'll populate on a map. And then there's tracking associated with that. That generates a work order, that work order system. Now, as the supervisor who's going to be responsible for responding to that particular report, then fills out a response to the work order when it's done and completed. And you'll get a message back to the system that it's been taken care of. Or if there's a problem and they need to communicate with you, it'll do it by text through the app. So it's a wonderful communication tool as well for tracking.
I love it all. Everything I've heard about this app, and again, I apologize, I have not installed it myself, but everything I've heard about it is fantastic, including, and you mentioned it, but I just want to highlight for folks, if you have a problem of some kind on your property, or not on your property, but you have a problem that ECUA covers, you open up the app, you start the problem, you take a photo, it will attach the photo to the ticket, and it will locate it with your location on your phone. So it will, you don't even have to tell somebody it's at this intersection 100 feet off the road. It will geolocate it for the responder so they know exactly where to go, exactly what they're looking for, exactly what they're looking at. And then there's all the follow-up stuff as well. I mean, it's brilliant. It's incredibly user-friendly. At least that's the design for it. And you also mentioned something, Bruce. I just want to make sure it's correct. You guys started going a couple of years ago to this call for bulk pickup, pick up a sofa, pick up a old range or whatever, and you have to call to do that. But now you can do it through the app, so even easier, especially for a lot of folks now who don't like phones and talking on them, but you can report it right, or you can schedule that pickup right through the app. Is that right?
That's correct. This app's only been out like 4 or 5 business days, and the big push and campaign we have for advertising is just beginning. So not many people know about it yet. Right now we've only had like 600 people signed up for it. But in that short period of time, we've had 348 requests for service of various kinds, and 234 of those have been regarding bulk pickup.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So people are already taking advantage of the easier way to make a request.
Very good. Anything else about the app that you want people to know? I mean, obviously the goal is to get it. Tell them the name again exactly.
MyECUA. Other brief features, of course, you can pay your bill online. There's live texting back and forth. All those features in Recycle Coach about what can I recycle, et cetera, that's in there. Career opportunities. ECUA is a wonderful organization for job opportunities as well. You can look those up through the app. And there's ways to communicate with your board and CAC and access to other links like our Facebook page.
Very good. Last thing I just wanted to check in with you is The lines that you guys are installing out to Pensacola Beach, is the construction that's going on out there, is that for the Toll Plaza reconstruction and demolition? Is it you guys? Is it both? They're just coincident. Just help me understand, and we're trying to get everything done before spring break, both, right?
Sure. Everything associated with the toll booth is a Escambia County project.
Yes,
They're pursuing that and just recently started. But over the winter, we have been working on and are about 98-99% complete right now on the extension of a redundant water line that came from across the bridge, recurring the rest of the way up to the intersection. And then we've also installed some reuse piping from the water reclamation facility back to one of the tanks that's there at the entrance to the beach.
Oh, okay.
That work essentially is completed. We committed to get it done before spring break arrived, and we've met that that goal.
Is that what the pipes with the purple on them are? Is that reuse?
Yes. But that's water that's been fully treated by our water reclamation facility, but we are using for irrigation. For many years, we've been irrigating the medians along Vista Luna, and we are now extending that system to the north and east, maybe eventually along Fort Pickens Road as well, so that instead of discharging to the Sound, we'll provide this irrigation water that hotels and other nearby residents can connect to and provide for irrigation.
And that, just so people, again, these terms we know, but maybe not everybody does, but reuse water is water that you could drink. It's just not rated as drinking water. I mean, it's very, very, very clean, and that's why it can be used for things like irrigation, even though it's not supposed to drink it. But, I mean, you know, it really wouldn't hurt you much if you did. Fair, Bruce?
Right. That's fair assessment.
Okay. Probably cleaner than the water you drank as a kid out of the hose. Bruce Woody, he is the executive director at ECU Way. Bruce, as always, thank you for keeping us surprised of what's going on. Appreciate all the information about the app. We'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, it was great to talk to you. Thank you, Andrew.